We're joined now by Jonathan Emel, who works with the LSU football team. And after seven overtimes, it's a case in which I'm sure his services as the team chiropractor are in need quite a bit, more to do with what happened on the field than any extracurricular activities that occurred after the game.
Right,
what was it like after the game Saturday?
Well, I wasn't actually there, so I haven't. I watched here from Baton Rouge, but I'm going to get an assessment of I'm sure the damage at some point this week. Typically, Wednesdays are the days that I spend with the team, assessing how everything went from the weekend before. But not only from the injuries that happened on the field, as you've heard, they spent quite some time on the plane as well. So I bet they were quite exhausted by the time they got home due to the fog advisory. They had to actually land in New Orleans, so. I'm sure the guys are quite tired and ready for some rest and some work as well. So I'll be assessing that on Wednesday, actually.
These guys are huge.
They are.
LSU has about 20 players over 300 pounds, mm-hmm. and they played a long game, and now it's specialized to the point where they're not supposed to be on the field as long as they were Saturday. Mm-hmm. And when you're carrying around that kind of weight and hitting people and being hit, I'm sure it takes its toll.
It does, absolutely. And that's our job. Actually, we got a great team of sports medicine personnel there with our orthopedics and our athletic training staff as well. So it takes a team effort to keep those guys going, for sure.
Well, you work with other sports as well.
Correct, I do. I work specifically with the not specifically just with the football team, but with the entire athletic department. So as we're wrapping up football season right now, we're going to go right into track and field, gymnastics, tennis, golf, mm-hmm. football, baseball, softball. So all the spring sports are right around the corner now.
Baseball, it used to be heresy to have any kind of a fitness expert, but mm-hmm. that's important for that sport and any other.
Absolutely. Again, they have a great team there with as far as the training aspect with baseball, with Corey Couture, our athletic trainer there, and the strength and conditioning aspect as well. Those are the guys I really communicate with and work with to keep them going.
Well, how has training changed? When Charlie McClendon was football coach at LSU, and he was not alone, it was thought that, for example, weightlifting would make football players less flexible.
Right.
Now we know that's not true.
Now that we know it's not true, I think having an open mind and following the data, following the research, and seeing where the trends are going and what the research tells us has kind of revolutionized how we're training athletes and how we're treating them as well.
Well, weight training is now an essential part of any kind of enhancement as far as training, fitness, you name it. I imagine the gymnasts are lifting weights.
They are. Coach Moffitt really oversees a great weightlifting program, and I think they do a wonderful job of individualizing the needs of each sport. So what the gymnastics team is doing is not necessarily what the football team is doing, and vice mm-hmm. versa. So they've really gotten highly specialized in how we treat injuries, but also how we train as well, because the two go hand in hand, the ability to train these athletes and also to treat the injuries as they come along and bridge the gap between the athletic performance and the injury treatments as well.
Dr. Jonathan Emel is with us. He's the LSU team chiropractor and is a private practitioner. He's head of Emel Sports and Wellness, and I must say I've been there a few times mm-hmm. for some treatment as well, and it's something I imagine you have people not only who are well-conditioned athletes, but mm-hmm. others who come to see you.
Absolutely, yes. Many people know me for the sports medicine stuff, but have great relationships with a lot of people in the community as well that come to me to be a problem solver, basically to troubleshoot mm-hmm. and figure out what's the source of their pain and come up with a solution for them.
Now, are track athletes and gymnasts, are they generally in better condition than football players?
I think that's a tough question. I think they're all conditioned well for what their sports require of them, to put it that way, and what their individual positions do. I will say I'm highly impressed by the track and field athletes, because to me that's the epitome of competition. You know, there's no back and forth with strategy. It's how fast can you run, how far can you throw, how high can you jump. It's put it on the line and compete, and I love it.
You've worked with Lolo Jones for many years.
Sure, absolutely, and she's still working hard. It's not over for her. She's a competitor, so I think we haven't heard the last of her.
No, she loves what she does, and she even changed her body to be a bobsledder.
That's right.
And I mean, an amazing transformation.
Absolutely.
And now she's coming back, right?
That's true. That's right. Yeah, I think we're going to give it one more go for another Olympics. We're on the dawn of that. Next year, there's the World Championships, and then the following year, we're into another Olympic season.
Well, how challenging is it to get somebody ready who has had injuries, and you, for example, with the Olympics, you're pointing toward a specific date, and you want them to get back to where they were, maybe even get higher than they ever were, but yet you're dealing with injuries and age and all the things that accompany a long career of wear and tear.
And I think the margin is much thinner with athletes and the track and field world. With football, an athlete can compete at a 80%, 90%. They can grit it out. They can use different strategies to continue to be effective. But in track and field, if you don't have it, you don't have it. So keeping their bodies going with the accumulating trauma and age and all of that is definitely more difficult.
Ray in Prairieville. Ray, you're on Talk Louisiana. Matt, can you pull up Ray in Prairieville? And Dr. Jonathan Email is our guest. And let's see if we can get our phones squared away here. I see we're having some challenges, but we'll try to get Ray in.
Get
but
out, sure.
Dr. Email is, of course, on the cutting edge of all kinds of innovative techniques. This dry needling now, is that part of the common treatment process?
It has gotten very very popular as of recent. It's one modality, one tool in a toolbox that we use to decrease pain and improve how athletes and regular people can move.
All right, 877-217-5757, Matt. You tell me if we're ready to go here. I know we've got some folks who are wanting to talk.
Sure.
Let's see if we can get Pop in Denham. Pop, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, it's Pat in Denham, but I'll go by anything. Thanks for taking
I tell
the call.
You, Pat and Pop, that's quite a stretch. But Pat, you're good-natured about it. Thank you.
I was watching that game and the clock and the injuries. I was just wondering if there's any way to make a medical case or an analysis of the injuries as time progressed through the extra 3 hours to come up with some rule that says you cannot go past, maybe 3 hours or 4 hours. Well, three is normal, but just it seems very dangerous to leave those kids on the field like that for so long.
What was it, a health issue perhaps?
Possibly the positive that we have on our side is that we have a full medical team that's on the sidelines. Jack Marucci is the head of athletic training, and he does a wonderful job of assessing that. We have our orthopedic team that's there as well as many family practice physicians. So they're constantly monitoring our athletes. At no point are they not being monitored. And if we feel like they would be in danger for being put back on the field, then certainly you'll see that at times where certain athletes are pulled out of the game. And sometimes it's for those reasons, because they feel that putting them on the field might, endanger them.
But over time, people don't run as fast they're not as strong after they've been on the
Absolutely.
Field that
There's
long.
Absolutely, that fourth quarter syndrome that we talk about, and this is multiple quarters later. As muscles fatigue and guys get tired, we do see things start to give. But our guys are resilient, and they have a good team around them.
Well, we hope to have Dr. Email back sometime
soon. Sure, absolutely,
soon, but,
I'd love it.
But yeah. What's the biggest innovation right now? In 15 seconds.
In 15 seconds. I don't think I can answer that. We'll come back another time and we'll get that. I don't think there's anything that's big. Something we can talk about at another
time. All right.
Day,
okay. So. Well, thank you, Dr. Jonathan Email, team chiropractor for LSU.